Good morning. It's time for another conversation. This is High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, here on Talk 960. We're keeping it local with High Desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's start talking.
Well, good morning, Roxanne.
Hi, Regina. Good morning to you.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm
ready
good.
For another great conversation.
Yeah, we're moving right along into fall and all the wonderful things that come with, right? And so, Roxanne, you know, we're approaching the National Recognition of Veterans Day.
Yes,
which
coming
will
up.
Actually take place on November 11th this year.
And a big shout out to all our veterans. We have so many great veterans who have served here in the High Desert.
Absolutely. And so many wonderful organizations that help to support and serve them in our community. And so we're honored to have two guests with us today to share some very interesting history on one of the most famous United States Air Force fighter pilots, Captain Joseph McConnell, who also, Roxanne, resided here in Apple Valley.
Yeah, and there's a past High Desert Dialogue episode where we spoke about him with Don Holland, who
happens to be
one of our guests today.
Yes. So we welcome our special guest, who is Don Holland. Formerly, Don is very familiar to the community as the former Daily Press editor, and he also was special advisor to our First District Supervisor, Robert Lovingood. Don has been a pillar in the community, especially when it comes to veterans issues and recognitions. I mean, he's just been wonderful at being a historian. But we really are honored because we've got Miss Trish McConnell, who is the daughter of Captain Joseph McConnell. And so welcome to both of you to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne. We are excited and want to just jump into conversation with you.
Well, good morning. It's wonderful to be here. Thank you so much for having us again.
Well, thank you. And Trish, it's wonderful to have you with us.
It's an honor. Thank you.
Yes, it really is an honor. So thank you for making time to be with us this morning.
Donna, well, I'm honored and thank you.
Oh, it's our privilege. Thank you. Donna, I want to start with you and have you give us a little bit of background and history on Captain Joseph McConnell and what he did to become known as one of our greatest fighter pilots.
Well, you know, Captain McConnell is a forgotten but great American national hero and a great American story.
Mm-hmm.
He came from nothing. He was born in 1922 in Dover, New Hampshire. Things were not the best in his family. His mother passed away suddenly when he was only 8 years old. And he some historians say that he graduated from high school and joined the Army. That simply is not true. I have the documentary proof. He dropped out of the out of high school in New Hampshire after the ninth grade. So he had a rough family life. Mom passed away.
Right.
In the middle of the Depression, he drops out. But he was very smart, very intelligent, and exceptionally determined.
Yes.
And he used his skills, his character, to become the greatest jet fighter pilot in American history. 70 years later, his record of shooting down enemy MiG fighter jets has never been topped.
70 years later, Don?
That was during the Korean War.
Wow.
And his whole life is marked by obstacles, hurdles, challenges, and he never gave up on his dream of becoming a pilot. And it's not like, he had a setback for a couple of years. He had a setback for many, many years, but he never gave up. And in the end, he became the greatest jet fighter pilot in American history. And Apple Valley, the whole High Desert, can take pride in that. He was at George Air Force Base and lived in Apple Valley with his daughter, Trish, and his wife and two other children. And he's sadly, he was a national hero back in 1953 and 54. Warner Brothers made a movie about his life called The McConnell Story with the top two actors at the time, Alan Ladd, June Allison. And so he was on top of the world. He was famous. Warner Brothers was making a life story movie about him. And he had a house in Apple Valley. People, residents of Apple Valley, mm-hmm. built him a house and dedicated it to him in early August of 1954. And, you know, he had roots in Apple Valley.
Yes.
And, you know, he's been forgotten.
Yes. And I think, Don, we're not going to say he's been forgotten, because we continue to bring forth the history and the legacy of the great American hero that he was. And there was something that you were talking about, you know, that leads us to a great segue with Trish, because you were talking about him being able to overcome a lot of barriers and obstacles that were in his way, but he was able to overcome that and really set his sights on what it was he was really gifted and talented to do. And so, Trish, I would love to have you share with us some of your memories of your dad, because Don has done a great job of telling us who he was as this American hero. But to you, he was Dad, right?
That's right.
And so I would love to hear some of your memories of the man who was your father, and also how his legacy makes you feel at this point in your life.
Well, my dad and my mom, they were very much in love, and they naturally, we traveled all over the United States from base to base.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my sister, Kathy, being born, and my brother, Chris, being born. And it was all in different states, naturally. And we were just an everyday family, and my dad did woodwork for my mom in one of the warehousing that we lived at, George Air Force Base.
Uh-huh.
And he built her a little break between the dining room and the living room. So he was handy with wood, and he liked to do model airplanes, you know, and we had those spread out on one of the credenzas. And he brought a lot of Japanese lamps and stuff back to my mom, because she loved the Asian decorative feel.
Mm-hmm.
And then they gave us a house in Apple Valley, and that was memorial because it was built in 48 hours.
Wow.
And I went to school with the Benningtons, who were the electricians, and then the other was Smith, and they did the plumbing. And I mean, watching that house be built in just 48 hours was amazing. Of course, I didn't know it at the time because I was only mm-hmm. a young child.
Right.
And he lived an amazing life.
Yes. And he was really embraced here in Apple Valley, as your whole family was. And I understand that your mother was a remarkable woman within her own right. And so we don't want to overlook that, because very, very true that behind every great man, there is a greater woman, right?
And so we want to acknowledge her.
That
was my mother.
Uh-huh. Yes.
My mother, definitely.
Yes. And so, but how now, as we are, well, you know, the town of Apple Valley is going to be dedicating a park on Veterans Day, I believe, in your father's name. And so tell us, share with us a little bit about how you feel about that legacy.
I feel very good about it. And I went to the groundbreaking. Don and I were there mm-hmm. and for the groundbreaking, and I got to shovel some of the dirt too.
Ah.
And there were pictures of it and stuff taken. And it's just a remarkable legacy to my family, and we're very honored.
And will you plan on being there for the opening of this park?
Yes, and I'm sure my youngest son will be there. I'm hoping with my grandson, and then my older son is in Tennessee, and they won't be able to make it. But they'll know about it, and I'll make sure they get pictures of it.
Yes.
But I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Well, I am happy to hear that, as I'm sure our community is happy to know that you will be there, giving us an opportunity to meet you and to say thank you to you on, you know, for carrying forth the legacy of your father. And also just to be able to say thank you, because I know the families often make great sacrifices for one to serve their country. And so it is always an opportunity for us to say thank you. So I myself am looking forward to having you here at that great dedication. I know, Don, you'll be here, right?
Yes. Yes, I'm planning to be there.
And, you know, Don, you were with us earlier this year, and you shared so many stories and so much information about Captain McConnell. Because you are writing a book, right? And so I want to kind of get a quick update on the book and also give you an opportunity to share, maybe because you have the greatest little stories and tidbits regarding him, his life, and the historical things that he did.
Well, just a quick update on the book. I'm continued to research and write it. I would say I'm probably 90% finished.
Okay.
I spent the last 3-4 months going through more than 10,000 pages of Air Force records and Air Force unit histories.
Wow.
And some of them were illegible, some of them were borderline, some of them were clear, but just looking for information that really sets the scene and paints the picture of what was going on in the 51st Fighter Interceptor Wing in Korea. That was the wing that Captain McConnell flew in.
Mm-hmm.
I also more recently went through about 5,000 pages of declassified Central Intelligence Agency records relating to the Korean War. A lot of it was not relevant, but some of it was, where they're talking about particular missions that the Air Force flew, how the communist MiG, that's MIG, MiG, fighters, how they were behaving, because sometimes they were very aggressive, sometimes they were less aggressive, the MiGs developed new tactics, and so all of this is sort of recounted in some of these CIA dispatches. And that, again, that's part of telling the story
yes.
of how McConnell became a great pilot.
Yes.
And, you know, the... In doing the research, I came upon a psychological study that the Air Force did on fighter pilots. I've forgotten now what the percentage is, but maybe about 2 or 3% of, during the Korean War, about 2 or 3% of fighter pilots accounted for roughly 60 or 70% of the enemy kills. And so the Air Force leadership said, wait a second. Why is it that such a small number or small percentage of our fighter pilots are accounting for a hugely disproportional number of enemy shootdowns?
Right.
And so they interviewed and did psychological studies on the most successful pilots to figure out what is it in their training, in their upbringing, in their psychological makeup that makes them successful, while other fighter pilots who were also motivated went through the identical Air Force screening and training, but they're not getting the kills.
Right.
And some of the things they found are that the most successful fighter pilots they have a maverick quality to their background. They have they push the envelope, so to speak. They test boundaries. They bend or sometimes break rules. And that is absolutely the case with Captain McConnell.
That's descriptive.
Just fascinating.
Yeah,
right, exactly.
That is. Oh, my goodness. Well, Don, tell me this. How can people learn more about Captain Joseph McConnell? Is there a social media, Facebook page, website,
yes,
something? Can you share that with us?
There are three museums in the high desert that have a McConnell exhibit, and I've been critical in creating all three of those.
Yes.
One, the best one is at the Victor Valley Museum on Apple Valley Road, just south of Bear Valley. It's now run by the San Bernardino County, but they have a very nice, comprehensive McConnell display.
Right.
Fort Irwin, and you have to have access to Fort Irwin. In their museum, they have a McConnell display, and that's because Captain McConnell, when he was became a test pilot after the Korean War, he flew in the airspace above Fort Irwin.
Wow.
And the National Training Center. So they're paying homage to him. And then most recently, the California Route 66 Museum at 6th and D Street in Victorville,
yes,
they have a McConnell mannequin and some information on him and a display and replica medals of his. And, you know, every day when Captain McConnell was at George Air Force Base, before the Korean War and after the Korean War, every day he drove from Apple Valley on Highway 18 onto D Street, which is Route 66, on his way to George Air Force Base. So he went past the building that now houses the California Museum.
Yeah.
And so they're paying homage to him as well. As far as social media, with the help of Veronica Hill several years ago, we created a Facebook page. And so if you're on Facebook, you can search for Captain Joseph McConnell History Page. There is another McConnell page, mm-hmm, that is older than mine. However, I put up so much material, so many photographs, historical tidbits, and other information.
Yeah, and video.
The other guy, I'm well acquainted with him. I'm Jim Woods is his name, and he basically now only reposts what I post, which I take as a huge compliment.
Very huge compliment. Yes. Yeah, you definitely are the expert. When it comes down to Captain Joseph McConnell. If anyone is interested, the information for the park dedication and the opening of that park.
And that will be open to the public, yes.
Right, will be open to the public, and they can go to the Town of Apple Valley's website to get that information, because time and all of that location
coming up,
will
yeah,
be posted there. Do I have that right, Don?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And before we go, Ms. McConnell, I want to give you an opportunity. Is there anything that you wanted to share with us before we wrap up our interview?
Yes. Don's book, once it's finished and he gets it published, that will be something someone should buy if they're really interested in finding out about my father, because mm-hmm, it goes in depth.
Yes. And we want to, once again, thank you.
Thank
I had
you.
An opportunity to meet you many years ago at the air show.
Oh, right.
Was here in Apple Valley.
Oh.
But I am looking forward to seeing you this November for the dedication of your father's park. And I want to thank you again for making time to come and share with us. It is wonderful, and I know that you are immensely proud of your father's legacy. And we, as citizens of the High Desert, want to say thank you to you and your family for the commitment and the service that your father provided, and for allowing us to celebrate a great American hero. So thank you both for being with us today, and we'll look forward to seeing you for the opening of the Captain Joseph McConnell Park.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks again for being a part of the conversation. Reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne. We'll talk to you next weekend.